Good evening, dear listeners. James here. It's another outside boo, and I've got my gardening gloves on. That I had to get my gardening gloves out of the loft. Says quite a lot about how little gardening I've done so far this year. And rather frustratingly, we keep having weather. And weather makes things grow. And although I like to keep fit, as fit as I can, and exercise, it tends to be kind of cardio with my legs and for walks and the like and runs at the gym. And I use computers all day, so my fingers get plenty to do. But which gardening really depends on is this sort of arms to be able to manipulate a spade and generally pull out stuff which you don't want to be in the ground. And there's an awful, awful lot of that. The longer you leave it, the taller it gets. In fact, it's now reached the stage rather worryingly where it's produced seed, and potentially the act of pulling it out may inadvertently cause the seed to spread. The area I'm currently extracting large clumps of grass out of is just outside the back door. We have a frankly unhelpful garden. It's on a hill. Starting at the house end of the garden, which is downhill, ending up the top of the garden. It's been landscaped, well, sort of, by our previous owners, so it has stairs and raised beds and the like. All of them really need some attention, and it's Fathering Sunday, the 15th of June, which means we're halfway through all the day, isn't it? And I thought I'd spend half an hour, the end of a very relaxing day, making up for the calories I had at lunchtime, which was a delicious feast at our local cafe, which is where we tend to go for our family celebrations, because the staff are very friendly and the food is delicious. So I'm not doing any calorie watching, calorie counting today. I haven't really done a huge amount of exercise. I may go for a walk later. But this is the work that needs doing. We have what used to be a lawn a little bit further up, and that's going to need chopping down with shears or a scythe. But this is going to take a number of evenings to do, and it just needs me to be focused and dedicated enough to do it. And who knows, by the end of it, I might actually have some arm muscles, or I might just give up and let nature take its course. By which time, if you're flying from Luton Airport and you see a house entirely engulfed in shrubbery, you know exactly where we live. I think I'm really bored now. We have a brown bin at the front of the house which accommodates garden waste, and obviously I want to stop before I fill that up, because fortunately it's being collected tomorrow. Normally it lies completely unused. So we're still doing something with it. And it goes, I think, to a municipal compost heap. What happens to it then is another matter entirely. But the part of me that says, finish the job, is fighting against the part of me that says, go in and have some cheese on toast. Because there is loads more still to do. I think I'm going to have to get a spade for some of it, because it's just not coming out. Oh. But that's like I've done pretty much 20 minutes, half an hour, and I'm exhausted already. But hey, you know what they say, I'll sleep well tonight. I hope you've had a great Fathering Sunday, whatever you've done. Fairly nice weather, actually. A little bit of dampness here and there in Luton. The children have had a good chance to run around outside, should they wish to. And we're back to normal for the rest of the week, aren't we? I hope you have a good one, and I will speak to you quite soon. You just take my gardening gloves off to switch off the audio, don't I?